Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 38, verses 4 to 9. My guilt overwhelms me. It's a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I'm bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me and my health is broken. I'm exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. It's an incredible privilege when someone is completely honest with you. So in this moment, we should all feel very privileged. David tells us exactly how things are in his life, and it's not going well. He feels guilty, he's in pain, and he is emotionally crushed. You can hardly imagine anything worse. But the crucial fact is that amidst it all, he knows that God hears him. I love the expression that David uses when he writes, "You hear my every sigh." God doesn't merely know when we are going through a hard time, but he picks up every detail of our distress. He's our creator. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So when we pray, he's well ahead of us in understanding what's wrong and why we're struggling. In prayer, we are informing God of nothing that he doesn't already know. But it's still vital for us to open our hearts to God with complete honesty, because in that way we're welcoming him into our situation and inviting his comfort, healing and restoration. Every single human being has times of difficulty and distress in their lives. There's nothing remarkable about that. But what is essential is that we don't hug our problems to ourselves. We need to come to God and be completely honest. It's also important for us to be open with other Christians. That's why we need to belong to a church and to have those with whom we can be completely honest. It wouldn't be helpful to share our inner struggles with many people, but we do need at least one person with whom we can share the whole story, however awful and tangled our story might be. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that it is possible for us to be completely honest with you. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.